أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته This is the Ramadan Quran reflection taken from Jews 29
In Surah 68, Ayat 17 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Indeed, we have tried them as we tried the people of the garden when they swore to pluck the fruits of the garden in the morning. The story behind this ayat and the ayats that follow it is that it was in a town near Yemen. There was a garden owned by a God-fearing man who used to distribute its fruit among the poor and the needy. When he died, two of his sons decided not to give to the poor and the needy any portion from the produce they would collect next day. They even did not say, Inshallah, if Allah wills, at the time of making plans to gather the harvest. The third son, who disagreed with them and wanted to do as their father used to do, was silenced by the two brothers. They kept the whole operation a secret so that the needy would not become aware of their plans. Then when the boys woke up, they got up, running towards the garden to pick the fruits and found it burnt and destroyed. What they didn't realize was in the night, Allah had commanded a punishment to come down on them and take away their garden. Then the third son, who had warned them beforehand, reminded them that had they remembered Allah and acted His command by Him, they would not have lost everything. In this reflection, we can take it in two parts. The first part is the reflection of the boys that didn't want to give charity to the needy. Have we done this? Have we worked and not given to those in need? Or even have we worked and gave a little, but not as much as we could have? And in the second part of the reflection, we can look at the father who passed away. Prior to his passing, he worked very hard, gave as much as he could, taking only what he needed. Are we like the father? Or are we more like the sons? If we are not like the father, when we reflect, then we should recheck what our priorities are. And that's holding us back. Have we taken the worldly life all to ourselves?
Have we neglected the most emphasized thing that is in Islam, which is giving to charity to those in need? Have we tried to reflect the mirror image of generosity, the generosity we have seen in the prophets and in our holy imams, alayhi salam? Truly, this story has many points and parts where we can reflect, and it is more of a self-reflection because no one else can do it for you. Ayat 33 in the same surah, such a divine chastisement, but truly that of the hereafter is greater if they but knew. So another point in the reflection is the ending of the story about the punishment of those who take excessively the amount they don't need, taking it away from the needy. We should reflect what type of punishment would be on us if we have the ability to help the needy, the poor, the orphans, but instead we are greedy and keep it to ourselves. In a tradition, a hadith from Imam Bakr alayhi salam says, man at times commits a sin and is thereby deprived of his divine provision. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to gain the virtues of giving, like the pious father in the story, and may He protect us from the vice of the greed, like those the sons in the story. Amin.
Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.